B-Pod Studios.
Rock and roll. Yeah. Come on.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Fourth and final hour here of Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub, simulcast on NBC Sports Boston.
Do you know there's a wrestling event coming to Boston?
Yeah,
I want
to talk about this too. So let's do this.
Yeah. So it's time to start talking about this. Not the actual event, but people attending the event, because they are fun. They're fun. As you know. We do have the WrestleCast 985 here, which is our wrestling podcast.
Which I hear is a good podcast.
It's a good podcast for wrestling fans, and they love it. Jimmy Stewart and Mike Sarge Riley both do it. But I guess
Inside the Ropes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's the name of it.
Oh. Okay. The WrestleCast 985 crew. So now
I think that's like an informal term.
Oh, okay.
WrestleCast.
So Jimmy Stewart. He's the guy behind the glass for the afternoon show. We already had a critical person call about
Jim. You're behind the glass for a reason,
right?
As they say.
Posted on Twitter today for $30 at Sarge 985. Will come to your seat, sign autographs, and take photos with you and your friends at the event. And a Venmo has been established for this. Correct? Or incorrect? Or is this a joke?
No. I don't know that a specific Venmo has been established for this. I think that one of the two people involved has a Venmo.
Has a Venmo, and they're just forwarding the cash to
show up. So JJ on Twitter asked Jimmy if he would be seeing them, as you said. And he said for $30, we'll come visit your seat, we'll sign autographs, we'll take photos. Which you'd think, like, haha, joke, smiley face.
Look at the replies.
17 minutes ago from Do Your Job 5. Please share Venmo. See you at our seats on Monday. From JJ, who was the original person asking.
Yep.
What a snag. Definitely going to have to take Sarge up on that offer. And then you've got the appropriate, pukey face and puking.
They realize Sarge doesn't go away. Once
someone else
up.
Said it's too expensive at $30. It's above their price point.
I think it's high.
But as Jimmy points out in a follow-up tweet, I just made Sarge $60. You're welcome.
I would guess if this is not a joke, it's probably negotiable, too.
Right. Offer them 20. See if they take it. 30's above my rate. Yeah, I was $20.
I start doing this at Pats games.
You do the games.
We should charge Sarge when he's in the studio to take pictures of himself in the studio.
We should charge him to come in here to
absolutely
work with us.
So my immediate thought is, well, if Sarge is worth $30, what are the rest of our personalities at 98.5 The Sports Hub worth at events?
Depends on the event.
I agree. Preseason game, $350. $350. Meet and greet picture.
Oh.
$350.
Where does the
how
meet
long?
Where does it take place?
Minute and a half. Your seat.
So you will. What if it's in section 302?
Prior to 1 hour prior to kick. Could take place.
So what you're doing is you're offering a limited number of spots.
I'd probably fill 10 out. I could probably fill out 10 in about a half hour time slot.
So 10.
Yeah.
At $350 a whack.
Right.
$350 is kind of steep.
Maybe how about $500 and I share a bucket of chicken fingers or those poutine fries with your kid?
Yeah, I still don't know that that's worth it.
I mean, $30 for Sarge. I'm trying to prorate it.
Yeah, I'm thinking like $100.
$100 is good.
Like if you want to.
Maybe we should start
like
it at
this and quick cash and there's.
Right.
Here's the thing, if someone doles out $350. They're expecting something. They're expecting a real experience.
People like that.
$100 is
like their kid up, man.
You know,
kid will be like, wow, what's up, my man?
You took a shot with the $100.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're going to end up spending more on beer at Gillette Stadium anyway. So
yeah, your dad's coming there to spend money anyway.
Right. It was worth it for the $100, but $350, I mean, you spend your money on getting better seats.
Spend it on beer. You want to spend it on hanging out with me? You know? What?
I'd spend it on the beer.
What are you doing this for? Why is he spread out?
Well, how long? How long for $100?
I said 100,
90 right. seconds.
90 seconds, that's it? But what about, how long does it take to eat a bucket of chicken fingers?
3 minutes. That's where the price goes up. So I told him, 3 or 4 minutes.
Who provides the chicken and your poutine fries?
I'll bring them.
Okay.
I got to hook that up. I never have cash on me.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
Sarge will be with us tomorrow. We can get more into this.
And that's where Zoe quit.
I hope Hardy's back sick. He'll be co-hosting with you, though. I
hope so.
Oh, that's right. You're out.
Yeah.
Wow. So it could potentially be the Mike Sarge Riley show and me.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm going to have him drive the bus.
I don't know about that.
I see him crap his pants.
Are you going to let him ask Brad Stevens a question tomorrow?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Not allowed. Speaking of the Celtics, Josh and Haverhill. Hi, Josh.
What do you got, Josh?
Hey, fellas. What up, Zell?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, I'm more than just the Celtics. I mean, Mike O'Brien. I gotta talk on Mike O'Brien.
So what do you got on
take
him?
You gotta take it easy on him, brother. Like,
oh, I like that, but that's how you break him in.
All right. That's
Mike.
Fair.
You think I'm too tough on you?
No, this is initiation hazing. This way it goes.
Yeah. Haze him.
I appreciate you sticking up for me, though. But no, this is a rite of passage.
What part didn't you like what I was doing to Mike O'Brien?
I don't know. I didn't mind any of it. Actually, I think kind of just busting the chops, you know.
Got a boy. All right. I'll keep it up.
All right. Speaking on Isaiah and stuff, I heard people were saying that he wasn't worthy of a video tribute and all that jazz. That is absolute asinine.
Why do you like video tributes? What's the requirements to get a video tribute for you?
The guy went above and beyond for this city.
Okay, so he overachieved for the team.
No, he did do that, but he also in certain moments, guys wouldn't like. I wouldn't have played after I lost my sister.
Correct. Okay, good example. I agree with that.
Like that. You know, he went above and beyond for this city, and like I got to credit Cam and Ton real quick too.
Well, real quick, let me ask you: Are you a Celtics fan? Are you a Celtics fan?
I think it's pretty obvious, though.
Okay, now. Wait, do you enjoy watching the way this team is constituted now or the way it was and how they played when Isaiah was here?
I think this team hasn't really reached its peak either. You know, Kyrie's packed it in for he's waiting for the playoffs. You know what he said coming into the stadium, you know.
Yeah, he told fringe people just check in at playoffs. I'll be ready in the playoffs. Right. Yep. The regular season basketball doesn't matter.
But it does. I disagree with him on that.
The more and more you talk to like the true green teamers, they really liked the way this team played last year and the way they played prior to that with Isaiah. They had more fun watching the team play because they freaking showed up every night. That guy that got the tribute last night showed up every night to play. Whether you didn't want to build it around him or not, he hung it out there for you. I'm not big on the tribute videos. I mean, I think that's for, like, you know, numbers you put up in the ceilings. Rafters. So, a little over the top with the tribute video. So,
got a couple of calls on AJ Green with Devin and Weymouth up next. Hi, Devin.
Good. Hi, Dev.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
So, if you're against AJ Green because he's a quitter, should you be against Randy Moss because he quit on the Vikings and Raiders?
That's a good point. Is Randy Moss a Hall of Famer?
I mean, yeah.
Is AJ Green a Hall of Famer?
My opinion. Not yet, but he could be. You put him with Tom Brady, he might do what Moss did.
Do you think that Moss got in because of Brady? Or you think Moss is already stamped? I think he was stamped prior to coming.
Here's the thing.
He was stamped for Vikings time. But.
Devin, here's the difference. When you say quitter, we're not talking about quitting on your team and shutting it down the way Randy Moss eventually did here, too. I'm talking about in a game. Do you fight through coverage?
Oh, no, Moss was the same thing. When he was at the Raiders especially, he was a dog.
When he had quit on his team.
Well, that was Kerry
Collins.
When
he quit and shut it down.
Right.
Which is what he did
here. But he quit in games, though, too.
Do you remember what he did here when they, what was it, Carolina?
He quit in games for Minnesota and Oakland.
Was the Carolina game here?
Freaking comparing AJ Green to Randy Moss.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
This is embarrassing.
No, but the comparison, the quitting comparisons is, that's right.
I can tell you this, the talent of Randy Moss made his quitting more palatable.
I'll tell you what,
AJ Green does not rival
Randy Moss entered a game and he was up against Terrell Revis, he came to play.
So it is a fair point by the caller. It's a fair point.
I understand.
Moss
it's a fair
quit
point.
Too at times.
See Revis make him check his ass out. Just done. I'll just walk to the sideline. I'm done. Take my helmet off. Sit down.
Daryl, quit. Virginia on the same thing. Hey Daryl.
Hey, yeah, I kind of agree with the last caller, except that you know the Bengals are kind of notorious for having a
losers
really bad system. Leadership.
Culture. Call it what it is. Culture. They have a bad culture there.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't you think coming here, he will perform better under Brady and Belichick and their system? And
I got so duped and I got so scarred and jaded by Ocho Cinco when he signed here because I thought the sky was the limit. I think this guy has the ability to be Ocho Cinco 2.0.
Oh, that's not good. That's not what you want.
And it scares me because Ocho Cinco is a hell of a freaking player. I held Ocho Cinco at a higher standard than I held A.J. Green. And Ocho Cinco couldn't come here and pick the offense up. Remember that? It's too hard. Difficult. So if you have that, I mean, it is what it is.
So we've got some breaking news. On a topic that we discussed earlier in the day with Dan Shaughnessy, and that was the case of Robert Kraft facing charges in Florida.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This from the Wall Street Journal. Florida prosecutors have offered to drop charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The proposed deal calls for Kraft to admit that he would have been found guilty at trial. The story from Andrew Beaton at the Washington Journal. Florida prosecutors have offered to drop charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and a number of other men charged with soliciting prostitution, according to a person familiar with the matter. But there is a catch. The proposed agreement calls for the men to admit they would have been proven guilty at trial. The proposed deferred prosecution agreement calls for completion of an education course about prostitution and completion of 100 hours of community service, and then I don't pay for the Wall Street Journal, and the story cut off. So we'll have to get the details of this, but that is the report. The tweet from the Wall Street Journal says prosecutors have offered to drop it in an unusual deal. They're calling this deal unusual, what is being offered by prosecutors. So if they give a public admission, the charges are outright dropped.
Doesn't this sort of coincide with what the process was at the beginning, though? If you did the compliance courses, you did the community service and all that, that gets erased from your record.
With a guilty plea.
It's the same thing almost. It's the same exact thing. It's back to the beginning.
No, this is like when you take your iPad away from your kid because he lied to you and say, I'll give you back the iPad if you just say you lied.
Jesus.
That's the way I look at it. Like, they're going to drop the charges, but say you're guilty.
But the way that's worked, Zoe, in the difference here is that the charges would be on file for a year. It would be on the record for a year, and then a year later it's expunged.
Erased. Okay.
Immediately it's gone. It's like it never happened. That's the difference, the time. It won't be on the record. It won't be there for a year. It'll be as if it never happened.
It's on the record for the NFL, though.
Sure is. So, there would be no legal record in this unusual deal that is being offered. I don't think he'll take it. In fact,
they want him to say, I did it so badly.
I don't think any of them are going to take it because you know what this shows? Prosecutors have questions about their own case.
There's holes. Something happened where the legal team has picked holes in this case.
Maybe not the police.
I'm telling you,
the DA's office there has questions about the prosecution of the case.
Started to hear this about 2 weeks ago. A little different feeling based on the case.
All right, we'll try and get a little bit more info on this, and we will continue to follow this story today. Wall Street Journal saying prosecutors have offered to drop the solicitation charges against Robert Kraft in an unusual deal that would call for him to admit that he would have been found guilty if it had gone to court, theoretically. And that's all they require. Just say you would have been found guilty and we'll drop it like it never happened.
After you already pled not guilty.
That is the offer on the table right now. Right back at it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm just trying to get an account on Wall Street Journal. Zoe would never do this. You're going to sign up for Wall Street Journal to read this?
No.
Look at what this case has made me do. Sign up for the Wall Street Journal. How am I going to use this for?
That'd be the day.
I'm paying for it right now. Hold on. I'm putting in my credit card info. Hold on.
Can I expense it?
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
It said it's only going to charge me $1 for the first month, but you know what happens next. Then it's like $30 a month. Hold on. I'll get in. Hold on, give me a second. Purchase. Get my digital access so I can get this story up on the screen. If you're just tuning in, according to Wall Street Journal says that Robert Kraft and others have been payment successful. Here I go. No, I don't want anything else from you. Let's go. Load the story. No, I don't want. No, I don't want your daily newsletter. Give me the story. Oh, this is driving me nuts. Here we go. I'm logged in now. Now I'm a subscriber. How you like that?
That's good.
All right, good. Here's the story. I got the full text of it now. Florida prosecutors offered to drop charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The proposed deal, however, calls for Kraft to admit he would have been found guilty at trial. This is from Andrew Beaton at the Wall Street Journal. The proposed deferred prosecution agreement calls for completion of an education course about prostitution, completion of 100 hours of community service, screening for sexually transmitted diseases. That's an odd one. What? You got to take an STD test as part of this? And payment of some court costs. STD screening. Yeah. What the hell is that for?
You pee in a cup and $75 for court costs.
It says, but in an unusual provision, the agreement also calls for the defendants to review the evidence in the case and agree that if it were to go to trial, the state would be able to prove their guilt. It isn't clear whether Mr. Kraft and others would accept such a condition. When the charges were announced, a spokesman for Mr. Kraft denied he engaged in illegal activity. Palm Beach County prosecutors have declined to comment. A spokeswoman for the Jupiter Police Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Legal experts have raised questions about the tactics of the Jupiter, Florida police used in obtaining search warrants for an investigation they said was intended to stop a growing human trafficking problem. So, they also reiterate that no one has been charged with human trafficking in this case. But at this point, an unusual agreement, an unusual offer, as that's what Wall Street Journal is terming it, has been offered. Admit that if it had gone to trial, you would have been found guilty. And in that, you have it's wiped out. It's out. I'm going to guess that they don't take it. That's my guess.
It doesn't look like they will. I don't think they will.
Can make it all go away.
I know you can make it all away, but you got that scarlet letter that you're going to wear.
Which I believe will exist no matter what.
Again, it's like when someone tells you something as opposed to when you see the video. You know, it's like you have two different feelings. Like, okay, you know something happened. But man, wow. Okay, he totally admitted something happened. So it did happen. It was probably worse than what it was. Admission of guilt really sends it into the next one. That's all. And I don't think he's lawyering up. I don't think he's lawyering up to accept any admission of guilt.
Wayne's in Grafton. Go ahead, Wayne.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Zoe, I'm considering taking you up on your offer, $350. I could see spending some quality time. You'd have to bring the scented candles. I'll bring the lube.
No, it's at the game. It's at the game. At the football game, Wayne.
It's at the game. It's in a public place, Wayne.
I'm getting moist just thinking about it.
Oh, you're so dirty. You dirty old man, you.
You know what? They do have that poutine. It's a very moist French fry with the gravy.
Dirty old man.
The cheese curds. Best thing they've added at Gillette Stadium. That poutine poutine stand.
Like that? That's from Canada, though, really.
Why do you keep your hand here?
Well, same reason I keep my arm over
it's
here.
Like an arm it's
like, yeah, it's like an armrest. It's like
you're keeping two people apart.
Hey, everybody this way. Yeah. Someone had sent us, I can't find it now. Someone had sent us an offer. Where is it?
Ooh.
Oh. So you can have Lucky visit your seat at a Celtics game for $25?
Who? Conor McGregor?
It says to have Lucky visit your seat, it's $25 at a Celtics game.
Or you show up and me visit me seat.
And so this person said, I'd do $125 for Zoe to Pat's game.
$125. Oh, that's a deal.
Buck and a quarter.
That's easy. That's just a high five, right? Like, they'd do that anyway.
Also, this tweet from Ryan, canceling Wall Street Journal, impossible. Learn that when a college professor made us join. Look what the case has made you do, Beetle.
Oh, poor.
Oh, we have more breaking news. More breaking news. What
this
now?
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, we know how much people care about special teams in these parts. The Patriots are re-signing punter Ryan Allen, according to a source.
Good.
The team's punter since 2013 and a priority. Allen is back in the fold for 2019.
Fantastic signing.
How about the place kicker?
This is their, it's a good question. This is their best core special team signing. This guy could have been number two in the MVP voting for the Super Bowl. And how he kicked in Kansas City. My God. Yeah, Ryan Allen had himself a pretty damn good playoff run for a punter, okay? I know he's a punter, but flip-filled position, and he was damn good in the Super Bowl, dude. Kicking on that stage the way he did. I said it during the broadcast, can the punter be an MVP?
He was great.
It was either Edelman or him.
He was great.
Yeah.
He really was. It's, you know, they could have decided to go with Bohorquez there. They didn't.
Bohorquez.
Hardy would say Boyokez.
You see the Alabama Pro Day is going on as we speak?
Yeah, so Bill Belichick is at Alabama's Pro Day today, and he's wearing an Alabama sweatshirt at Alabama Pro Day.
Roll Tide.
What a move.
I wonder where he got that from.
What a move. Yeah. He shows up at the school with their sweatshirt
Bill.
On.
You see Nick walking. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
No logos cut off. The A is there. Yeah. The Nike swoosh is there.
He's not even wearing a Patriots logo on his pullovers here. He goes to Alabama. He puts on their sweatshirt. Let's roll. That's what he says.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
That's great. Boy, they have themselves some studs, too. That's a pro day you go to. The big kid's not even running.
He saw the list. There's only the two head coaches there. Him and the kid from Cincinnati.
The kid from... Who is that?
Zach Taylor.
Hey, Zach.
The rest of it's just front office people.
Jesus.
He always goes to Alabama.
Every year.
For the obvious reason.
Yeah.
Saban.
Yeah.
His buddy. His buddy Nick Saban.
Brandon Daly was with him last year, right? Who's with him this year? I wonder.
Yes, that's a good question.
He doesn't have a staff anymore. He's got him and Schiano and McDaniels. Which reminds me of something. I got to tell you something during the break. So,
good. Start the break. Ready to go?
We'll go to the headlines with...
What will we charge
if
you can tell us
something? What are we calling Mike?
Smalls. Big Smalls.
Sarge. Valium Sarge.
No.
Can't.
I feel like...
No Obi. That can't. No.
Obi. No, that's Dave O'Brien. Obi.
Yeah, he was here first, obviously. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. He has your headlines. We're right back. We'll get to your calls. And again, more in that breaking news related to both the punter being re-signed and an unusual plea agreement offer. One year deal for Ryan Allen. He just signed. He's back with the Pats.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Radio down south. How you doing?
How's your truck? Where you get your truck? You get that gun rack?
Everyone drives a truck in the gun rack there, right?
You get your new gun rack in. I tell you what, I got Raven Forest Razor kit. Got me some of them double studded 24 inchers. Had some friends over the other day. We did roadside kill. Something fine on the road. You pick it up, put it in a pot, cook it. You see Alabama spring game? Them boys from Alabama, they bringing that Auburn. They ain't got nothing on Bama this year. Anyway, they had me 110 tryouts for that spring football. You know, they don't care. 80 kids. Get back 80 scholarships.
What do you got? That's what they do down there.
No, no.
This song. Roll Tide, roll.
Woo! I love when they have the stick, the wooden stick with the detergent bottle of Tide and the roll of toilet paper on it.
Oh man! So there's so many good things. That's what's so damn great about college football. Like pro football doesn't do this. Like down at Virginia Tech, you know, it's House of Pain, jump around. Or no, Enter Sandman. They do Enter Sandman. Jump around is Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Badgers.
Michigan does their thing when they run out. Oh, my God. West Virginia, Take Me Home, Country Road. The whole stadium sings it. I think that one's the best. This is good. Clemson, they touch the rock at Clemson and run down through it. Place goes nuts.
Oh, my God.
What?
Alabama football has this video up on their Twitter account. I don't know if we have permission to use that or not.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the rules about that stuff.
They're swearing?
No, I'm talking about on the simulcast, but there's music underneath it, and it's Bill Belichick in his Alabama shirt, folding his arms, crossing the arms, looking around, wearing his Alabama shirt, and it says the... It says the goat knows, hashtag Bama Factor, hashtag Roll Tide. And it's a video of Bill Belichick at Alabama today. Like slow motion, pencil behind the ear.
Hey, ladies.
Smiling with his Bama shirt.
Get me some Colt 45.
Classic.
That's like the Daryl Soul Glow commercial, wasn't it? Soul Glow from Coming to America. Remember he laid on the couch and got that wet spot on his head? Soul. Money and my money on my mind.
617-779-0985.
Yeah.
Mike in Rhode Island.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? Just got a quick question. I don't know if maybe Kelvin Benjamin would be a fit in New England. Big 6'5 guy, put him on the outside.
I don't hate Kelvin Benjamin. You in on Kelvin Benjamin?
I don't hate on Kelvin Benjamin.
No, I like
He's
him.
A big dude, man.
I like him. He's physical.
Big dude.
He's a big guy.
Work ethic's a question, obviously, based on the places he's been and where he hasn't really, like, man, I can't believe it didn't work for him in Carolina. I really can't. Like, you thought something was going to be there. When at him and Funchess, oh. Or Steve Smith was originally there. Then they got Ted Ginn Jr., right?
Yeah.
They've had some good receivers run through Carolina.
I'd be in on Kelvin Benjamin for take a flyer on that guy.
Talk about a guy that quit on his team. That guy.
Yeah.
Quit on two teams.
Yeah. But you're not giving up anything to get him. It's taking a flyer.
He's never been in a safe environment.
Yeah. Yep. Quitter. Total quitter. But you're not trading for him. He's out there. You can have him.
Yeah.
You bring him in on a deal, 1-year deal. Yeah. If he sucks, he quit. Cut him.
Yeah. I don't view Kelvin Benjamin as a potential Hall of Famer, as people do with A.J. Green. You know, I'll need that.
So you would take A.J. Green if it was just a flyer then? If it was no money?
Yes, if he was out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not going out of my way to trade for him, and he's saying that guy wants to stay in Cincinnati and play with Andy Dalton. No, thank you.
For the rest of his career.
No, thanks.
He wants to stay in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Because he likes the chili on the spaghetti. It's a big thing out there with the onions. They put it on top. Tell you what, Montgomery House Inn, Montgomery Inn, the ribs out there, best ribs I've ever had.
David and Cranston, hi, David.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
I got a question regarding this craft.
Sure.
Yeah, what do you got?
I think that's a case of entrapment. And why I say that is, it's my understanding when I read that the authorities staged a evacuation of the premises to set the cameras. And if they had to go to a court to get an order to provide the surveillance on that, wouldn't they have to abide by the law in order to set the cameras? So if they broke the law or stated the law, and didn't comply with the law.
Well, they did have a warrant to put those cameras in.
Yeah, but they had a warrant. But did they stage a...
Yes, they did. Yes, which they openly admit. Yes, they did. They staged a bomb threat to clear the building, to get the building evacuated. There was no entrapment in the case. That's not what happened. Yes, but there could be some...
You don't think you don't go to a podium and hold the press conference the way they did that day unless they thought they took all the...
Now, there might be legal loopholes in the case. I just don't think it's that.
Well, that's jobs of lawyers to shoot through those. Find them and do what's right for your client.
Eddie's in Framingham. Eddie, take it away.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's definitely not entrapment. I think my opinions changed throughout listening to people, you know, throughout this whole thing, you know, the callers. And I think it's a basic case of two things. It's either the prosecutor's case is so flimsy and can be so many holes poked through their story that they're offering him this and hope he'll take it to bail out maybe some of his buddies, or they want him to plead no contest because they have the video evidence which could show or not show, you know, contacts that may or may not have happened. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Thanks. Fred in Arlington's been hanging on. Fred.
I was thinking about the 32nd pick for Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald doesn't want to leave Arizona, though. It's a problem.
Doesn't he want to win a championship, though?
No, he doesn't. He wants to stay in Arizona.
You see a picture of him at Logan Airport?
That's why
at Hertz Counter?
That's why he just went back. That's why he just went back to Arizona on that one-year deal. He wants to stay there.
Yeah.
He says he wants to play for no other team in the NFL.
Well, he's dumb.
You make a nice living out in Arizona at about 15, 16 per guaranteed money every year you play, and you live in Scottsdale. Base of Camelback Mountain. Not Camel Toe, Camelback.
Nobody was confusing the two on that, but thank you for the clarification.
He might be.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Barbara and Beverly on Alabama Pro Day.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Barbara.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
I'm doing great. What do you got going on today? Is it nice out?
I was wondering, I've been watching a couple things on Alabama, and I was wondering about the tight end from Alabama.
Stud.
Irv Smith, I think his name is?
He's a stud.
He is. Okay, do you think that Belichick's looking at him to help Gronkowski when he comes back?
I think he might be. Sure, why not? They got the two kids that are stacked in Iowa, and him, one of the top tight ends. He's big.
Is he good?
Well, they don't throw the ball a lot, but Jim, you watch more Alabama football than me.
I think he's good, but he's got 31.5-inch arms. You don't like that for a tight end.
Oh, short arms.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like short anything.
What do you think Conor McGregor's arms are? I have 21-inch arms. For me, that's like a fighting Irish leprechaun. Yeah. Is she still on?
No.
Oh.
They put that in the fifth percentile, though. Fifth percentile of arms.
Yeah, but can he block?
That is not in Barb's department.
But he runs
not
a 4.6 as a tight end.
She doesn't like short anything.
She's out. She's out on short stuff. She's probably out on her show.
Everything.
We did.
Tall.
We did Isaiah Long. Thomas. We did the little leader of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
We did Conor McGregor. Man, we did a lot.
Yep, we sure did. And with that, we will cap the show with today's takeaways next.
Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
Which one was it? We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Give it to me.
That's sweet.
Okay. All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the weight loss program of Zoe, Steve DiFilippo, Cal Draper, Mike Sarge Riley, who's actually selling tickets or selling spots where he'll come see you at Russell Slam? Is that what it's Sunday Slam? I don't know.
Russell Slam with Sarge. Yeah.
But Monday Night Raw, Jimmy.
Monday Night Raw. Sarge will take pictures with you for $30. He said he'll actually donate it to charity or portions of it, which is very nice of him. Check everything out at awaken180weightloss.com. Okay. So who's going first here? Me? Beetle?
He's going to put a big check, take a picture in front of the big check that he donates to charity.
Yep. He's going to have a check printed up, and they're going to do a check presentation here in the 98.5 The Sports Hub studios.
When he finds you at your seat.
$120.
Yeah. When he finds you at your seat, just realize he may not go away for a while.
The check might end up, the production costs of the fake check may end up exceeding whatever money he takes in. Or you just just a warning.
Take one of the checks here that somebody else made, and he takes pictures with it.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't know. Who should go first, Jim, in your opinion?
Who goes first?
Why don't I go first? I'll just play this this caller that we didn't... this is our takeaway from the back room.
Okay. Jeff is in Carver. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Jeff.
I got a question for you guys. Well, these guys are making all this money, right? Millions and millions of dollars a year. And Cortez... Once you make over $10 million, she's going to tax it at 70%. What are these guys going to do?
You know, I don't think she's going to have her way with that, first of all, but I know what you're saying.
Who?
What? No, she's talking about... He's
Cortez, the congressman.
Yeah.
The Green Deal.
It's a political question.
That'd be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. AOC, for short.
She went to school locally, right?
Yeah, she beat you, right?
Beat you.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, all those right-wing guys trying to make a big deal out of her dancing on the roof. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh, I did something in college.
Yeah, I'd like to see the video of those guys in college.
I would not rip her for that. Yeah. I'd rip her for other things, not that.
Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants in college.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a little slip-up from Zoe today.
What?
A little slip-up.
A little smurf. You hear him at the beginning of it? Yeah, they've had a lot of sex with people. They've had a lot of success with
people. They've had a lot of what with people?
Success with people like me. Like me. What the hell are you?
You've had a lot of sex with people, he says.
Yeah. Success. Yes.
Yeah, success.
Yeah, but they've had a lot of sex with people.
I was talking about your friend down there in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Adam Humphreys.
I know it's Humphreys. I'd have to. What's his first name? Adam. Adam Humphreys. I keep wanting to say Stan Humphreys.
Yeah. Yeah, Stan Humphreys. Yeah. Stan Humphreys. Also, a call today that attacked the back room. Speaking of the back room there.
Put the back room in its place.
Yeah, Mike in Mansfield on AJ Green for Zoe. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. So, the guy behind the glass, what's his name? Jim?
Is that Jim.
Jim Louth.
Jim Louth. Hey. He's in there eating right now. What are you eating, Jim?
Well, that's... Yeah.
What about him?
Did he really say AJ Green's a Hall of Famer?
He said he's on pace to be in the Hall of Fame.
Like, dude, can you do us all a favor? Like, just stop like chiming in on. Like, you're behind the glass for a reason. Like, he's literally like not even close. I mean, if you mean Hall of Famer for quitting, I totally agree there. But, like, you're like behind the glass for a reason. Like, can you like seriously? Like,
and you're on the phone for a reason, which is why I'm hanging up on you. That's goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, you should see it back there. Billy Lanny is... I got a standing ovation for Billy Lanny on that one.
Was Lanny sitting back?
Lanny heard it.
Look at him back here. He's just standing ready for the afternoon show.
Standing O. I got the tip of the cap for everyone behind the glass. Yeah, that one.
Were you here when we talked about Tom having a tough time at gyms? Going to gyms now because he's so recognizable? Happened in multiple...
Tom was recognized 3 times last week.
Get out of here!
On TV.
You're famous now, dude. Gym like that's because you got no neck. Like, that's because it's just all muscle.
Are you the guy turned sideways that never turns
his
head?
He's just a freak. They look at that muscle mass and they say, oh, I know that guy. Yeah. I've seen him before.
Oh, God.
That's what it is.
So our buddy Hardy, sick today.
Yes.
I knew that was coming. He had like 4 packs of Zicam and vitamin C out for everybody to see over there. I'm just kidding. He and his daughter are sick today.
I could use some of that.
So I know. Everybody's aching. So, Mike O'Brien, pinch in. Thanks for coming in. Short notice.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice. And you do the Hub headlines, and then you tag it with a sponsor. I was a little confused on your first headline. I know you've worked out the kinks and maybe got the nerves out. Now, don't read it, but we have it on tape. Here's Mike O'Brien in his first Hub headline.
Every transaction you make at their face-to-face machines will enter you to win in a drawing for a $1,000 MasterCard gift card.
Grab that again, please.
We'll enter you to win in a drawing.
A drawing.
A drawing.
We'll
drawing.
Enter you to win in a drawing.
How drawing?
We'll enter you to win in a drawing.
Who whips? Who wins?
That was not your best work of the day. Cool.
No, for sure. Cool. I think it got better as the day went on.
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely
did. Oh, yeah.
I would say, how could it go any worse?
Jeff Passan. There was a long pronunciation of Jeff Passan in there. Mm. And then I liked how you went with the full Michael Trout.
Michael Trout.
Trout. Not Mike Trout.
Right.
Michael Trout.
He's so entertaining. Yeah.
Michael Trout, who will make $400-plus million. Dollars.
$1 million or home run, too.
Oh, my God.
Just about.
The money is getting great for players in Major League Baseball.
ESPN's Jeff Passan.
Passan.
I corrected myself after that, but it didn't matter. It's too late at that point.
Jeff Passan, his name.
Honestly, we appreciate you listening to our show. We put a lot into it each and every day. We have fun. Thanks for listening to us, watching us on NBC Sports Boston. We appreciate it. Really do.
It's very kind of all of you.
Very kind of you. We love you all.
Very kind. Coming up next, it's Felger. Maz Murray, I know, is in the lead chair again, right?
Yep. He's a different guy leading. Look at him. He, like, walks faster, like, a little more intense.
I don't know who else.
Probably Jones and Hook again, I think.
Yeah,
Jones and Hook.
Jones and Hook all in the way.
Keep it consistent.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Never a comfortable transition.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.